the three key things that we're trying to achieve with this goal is ensuring that agencies know what data is entering and leaving their networks, and that's the trusted internet connections part of the goal. We want agencies to know what are the assets, what are the pieces of hardware and other things attached to the network, and that's the continuous monitoring piece, the continuous diagnostics piece. And then we want them to know who is on their systems, who is on their network, and that's the strong authentication piece. And really, we selected these three because not because they cover the entire universe of things that we want agencies to do, but because those are the three key foundational things that you need to know in order to actually have good network security. We are working towards having these agencies meet these targets, and by doing so, that they will measurably improve federal network security.
None of these are three new goals. All of them have been around for a long time. If you look back at TIC, it's been 2007. HSPD-12, which is strong authentication, is 2004, 2005. And obviously, continuous monitoring really just got some legs in the last year and a half or so. Even though that they've been around, is your focus trying to get them across the finish line, so to speak?
Yes. Just because they're not new doesn't make them important to actually achieve. These are really foundational building blocks that will underlie all the rest of our efforts in federal network security. And I think these are really the most cost-effective and efficient information security controls that we know about right now that will really help shore up our network defenses. So really what we're trying to do is put the focus on them so that we can, as you say, get them across the finish line.
Previously, they were focused on by CIOs and chief information security officers, maybe to a certain extent deputy secretaries. But is the performance improvement officer, from your perspective, the key piece that was missing previously?
I think it was a piece that was at least underdeveloped previously. And by bringing these under the formal performance framework, it really can help use that accountability and measurement process to actually drive the performance improvement and make sure that we're getting the right attention in the agencies to this area. It's actually emblematic of the emergence of cybersecurity in a whole bunch of policy areas that we're now putting this on the performance agenda.
I think that's the key to this a lot of times, because as CIOs say, we need to invest in, and let's use HSPD-12, two-factor authentication as an example, we need to spend a little money to improve security. The CFO says, whoa, I'm not spending that much money or this money there. I want to spend it over here. And having the PIO in there, give them that little bit of a push that maybe has been needed?
I think that's right. And I think it also helps bring the cybersecurity mission into context with the rest of the mission of the agency and enables everyone to see how it is not just a cost center for agencies, but it's actually a mission enabler. If an agency wants to be able to continue executing its mission, it needs to be sure that its networks are secure and that they're able to continue functioning, that they can protect their information. And all of those things in turn make cybersecurity now a mission enabler, a key mission enabler function. And by tying it into that performance area, you can make that case much more clearly in the resource allocation side of agencies.
In many ways, over the years, that has been the missing piece for cybersecurity. People understood that we have to secure their networks, but understanding how it's a mission enabler was always, I think, dividing line between the CIOs, the program people, and the CFOs. Are you starting to see that come together more clearly because of so many breaches, not just in the government, but across the private sector as well?
I think you can actually see cybersecurity emerging from the realm of purely the technology officers, the CIOs, and it's really moving in the government side. It's moving into the very senior policy levels, and I think us establishing cybersecurity as a cross-agency priority goal is a reflection of that maturity.
Let's talk about some of the short-term, some long-term milestones. Just highlight some of the ones, the short-term and long-term cap goals that really stand out to you.
The short-term goals that really stand out to me are basically putting this on the agenda. And really, like, for example, we are now publishing the scorecard as part of the regular ongoing process, and it will highlight where we are, and you can measure progress against that. And we'll be doing that in a transparent and open way like the other CAP goals. And to me, that's an important milestone because it will help shed light on this. I think over the long term, the key thing in my mind is that we will really drive federal network security to a much higher level, and we'll be able to get a much better sense of the overall status of our networks and have a much deeper understanding of what our security posture is, not just at annual reporting time, but on an ongoing basis so that we can adapt and change much more quickly, just as the adversaries adapt and change quickly.
One of the things about understanding the status of networks is the continuous monitoring piece. That's the newest of the initiatives. Agencies are still implementing the requirements as DHS described them or created them in the last year and a half or so. Can you give me a sense of where they're at in terms of continuous monitoring and how soon they're going to be able to meet your goal of understanding the status of networks?
The goal that we have is to reach 95% implementation by the end of 2014. For example, 18 agencies have already reached the minimum target for the automated asset management piece of that goal, which is 80%, and 12 have actually reached the FY13 target of 95%, just as an example. I think what you're seeing is this capability is starting to be put in place, and agencies are really beginning to see the value of where they've adopted it. They've begun to see the value of this in terms of being able to manage their networks much more effectively. You know, this kind of capability really helps an agency CIO know where to put their resources in terms of where they have the biggest issues and the things that they need to address on a day-to-day basis. It's really, and it also turns out to be an effective management tool as well. And I think that's part of what makes it successful.
One of the targets around continuous monitoring is there's multiple pieces to it, the configuration management. There's the one you mentioned, which was automated asset management. Which one of those is going to be the most difficult, in your opinion, that for agencies to reach over the next year and a half, 2 years?
I think that's going to vary a lot from agency to agency, and so it's a little difficult for me to speculate on which piece will be the most difficult. I think we've found over time that as we've implemented all of the various pieces of the CAP goal, that agency situations and the status of their networks, they vary considerably across the federal government. And so each one tends to bring a different set of circumstances and situations to the table. And so that means that you really have to sort of tailor your implementation plan agency by agency. So it's a little difficult for me to say which one I think is going to be the most challenging. I think we will have to just keep the focus on rolling out this capability and making sure that agencies are staying on the schedule that they need to be on.
But at the same time, you see it from a government-wide perspective that certain things are being done more quickly. I mean, if you look at, you know, automated asset management piece, you said, you know, the goal of 80%, you know, 18 agencies have already reached it. That one you can step back and say, okay, maybe that one was a little more straightforward, maybe more agencies were better prepared for. Do you not see that already?
I think it's a little on the early side to say, and I think we'll have much better sense of that 2 or 3 quarters down the road as we actually continue doing implementation.